Good morning, Christ Center. It's Saturday, August 3rd, and this week in our Fruit of the Spirit devotional series, we're meditating on scriptures that talk about kindness. So we want to invite you again to read along or listen along and see what God might be speaking to your heart. Let's begin by taking a moment of silent prayer as we invite the Holy Spirit to join us. Once again, I'm here with Carly, Janelle, and Cousin Deb.
Woot.
Her calling card, apparently. We, this morning, are going to be reading from Colossians 3:12 through 15. So let's have Carly read it first, and then we'll have Deb read. And if you're listening at home, be listening for a word or phrase that jumps out at you, and we're going to do the same and share with one another. Carly?
Therefore, as God's chosen ones, holy and dearly loved, put on compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving one another, if anyone has a grievance against one another. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you are also to forgive. Above all, put on love, which is the perfect bond of unity, and let the peace of Christ, to which you were also called in one body, rule your hearts, and be thankful.
Deb, let's read that again.
Therefore, as God's chosen ones, holy and dearly loved, put on compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving one another if anyone has a grievance against another. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also are to forgive. Above all, put on love, which is the perfect bond of unity. And let the peace of Christ, to which you were also called in one body, rule your hearts, and be thankful.
It's been interesting this week to be looking at these different verses, which are just so very pointed about how the way, you know, how we are to act. Like, this is supposed to be our disposition, and it's you know, it's just so clear. Carly, what do you got for us?
I think it's interesting, like, we put on kindness like a jacket or something that you would wear for work, and then go out and bear with one another and forgive one another. It's interesting to think of it in the context of, like, okay, I'm setting myself up today. I'm going to wear kindness. I'm going to choose kindness, humility, all of those things, so that I have what I need to forgive one another or forgive people. It takes intentionality, I think.
It's good. Janelle?
Yeah, man, there's so much in this one. I think what's challenging me today is that above all, put on love. And that's it. It's that simple and that hard. I think it's when we do that, the rest of this is working itself out. So, yeah, along with what Carly said, just putting on love, choosing it over and over, and making that same choice yet again, yet again, yet again. Put on love.
This is a list of everything that's challenging to me.
Yeah.
Like, all in one chunk of verses. So all those things, I have to do all those things at once. Can I just pick one today? we had a framed thing that said above all, put on love in our house with the kids growing up, and they stole it from me when they moved out. And they've each had it in their homes or their apartments. And they were like, Mom, this is what you taught us most. Mm-hmm. So when I read that, I think of my kids a lot. Because love covers a multitude of sin.
Sure does.
Yeah, so. Yeah. I was looking at verse 15, and let the peace of Christ, to which you were also called in one body, rule your hearts. And that word let, it's like allow the peace of Christ to rule your hearts. Like allow it, because I feel like when we get in tense environments, that there's that call to peace, but we don't want to let it in because we really feel like we got to just say this thing and we really have to escalate, or we really have to show this person how wrong they are, or show our kids, you know, teach the lesson, boom, boom, boom.
It's good.
But he says, let the peace rule your hearts, like allow it to. You know, you have that call. We all have that call in our hearts. And he's saying, heed that call. And be thankful.
Yeah, I love that tag.
We got that too. BTW, be thankful.
Is that like, if you get the rest of this, and you have to be thankful? Oh, man.
Well, it is. I mean, I think, you know, you have a good point there. Like, this isn't easy. This is a big list of hard things. It's simple to see, okay, this is it, okay, but it's really hard to do, and that's why I think it's so important for us to go back and focus on it again, because it's so easy to skim over them. Mm-hmm. But this really is the way that Christ operated, and therefore this really is the way we are called to operate. Mm-hmm. It's a tall order, but it's a beautiful thing. Let's close in prayer. Janelle?
Thank you, Father, for the gift of your presence, embracing me, comforting me, and empowering me to bear fruit in my life. As I walk through this day, help me to recognize the gentle leadings of your Holy Spirit so I might better demonstrate the fruit of kindness, reflecting the character of Jesus in all I say and do. Amen.
Woot!